For nearly two decades now, next year will mark his 20th year working with Chris Powell at the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Recently had a talk at the New Orleans Investment Conference.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Great to have you back. And you know, two decades leading the troops against the gold cartel. If you don't mind, maybe a synopsis of the New Orleans Investment Conference talk.
It was just a little bit of a review of these past 20 years and what we've done, the conferences we've had, and what we've done to travel all over the world to expose the manipulation of the gold and silver prices and what we've tried to do to change the situation. And it's quite frankly, a really tough job because we're taking on the richest, most powerful people in the world, and people want to be a part of that, the establishment group, and don't want to point things out that are wrong. And as I mentioned in my presentation there, it's what God has been trying to expose, and one day it's going to be a big scandal. But getting there is tough at times because we don't have a free press. They won't even mention what God has to say and won't even mention the name. So we carry on, and we're going to get there, but it's taking a long time.
Eventually, gold will reestablish itself, and we're seeing some interesting imitation gold. Some people are calling, of course, the Bitcoin phenomenon its own digital gold money. We all know that's not really entirely true, but, you know, here we're looking at five or six times the price of gold per Bitcoin. Do you have any thoughts there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I probably mentioned it before. When I was in Acapulco at Jeff Berwick's conference, the Bitcoin people that were there was partly a Bitcoin cryptocurrency conference. Gold reached the same price of gold at 1240, and they were ecstatic. And now look what it's done, over 6,000, and we're barely above the same price. And for me, this is a perfect example of how rigged the gold price is and what's been done by the gold cartel. If it weren't for them, you would have gold and silver acting like other assets, which, you know, what the Dow has done, the NASDAQ, and art, and real estate, and the cryptocurrencies, and the only two that just sitting doing nothing, which should be a part of the show of, more than anything, is gold and silver.
But, you know, it's interesting, Bill Murphy, you'd say that. There's some talk among the gold crowd about this impending new contract in Shanghai. It's crude/yuan/gold-backed contract. You might say removes the petrodollar arrangement from Asian trade. Do you suspect that we don't know probably what the tipping point will be, but this could be salvos across the bow that sets the precious metals in motion to higher prices?
Well, it could be, and there was a lot of talk about this ahead of their big five-year Congress and that they have. It came and went, and nothing was mentioned and not discussed, and we'll just have to wait and see. These past years, things like this that were supposed to be, you know, very constructive haven't meant a thing, quite frankly, and they should, and eventually, don't get me wrong, they're all going to add up, and they will, but they're negated, and I hate to be trite about it in a way, but nothing really matters except right now what the gold cartel can get away with. And even like today, they tacked again at their Plan A time, which is around 3 in London, which is around 3 a.m. New York. So it's another day of sell gold and silver.
Well, we all know, though, that those days are numbered. Eventually, the precious metals really have to reestablish their preeminence in the financial markets. You know, well, here's an interesting story from Gata, in fact, how the CME is creating new futures contracts to trade, you know, the cryptocurrencies. Well, my comment on that news story, who cares? The difference with Bitcoin is you really can't short it because it's so hard to borrow against it. The same thing could happen with gold and silver. Eventually, it will become impossible to short because there won't be any to be lent. And I think you can make an interesting case for gold and silver now that, yes, you can buy all the paper contract shorts you want and go naked if you're a big institution against it, which I can't recommend for anybody. Good luck trying to find any fair market, transparent market, where you can sell against the market in a honest, open, transparent way.
If I were the Bitcoin people, I would not be too happy about having a futures market developed for their investment, their asset there, because it's always like the kiss of death. And I don't know how they would do it, and you're right. Seems to me to be very difficult, but if they get involved in that market, they're going to probably run into trouble like they've run into gold. And all I can say is that, again, that I don't think gold and silver have ever been cheaper in their history relative to other assets. So while it's a very difficult time right now, it's the time to be really looking at it and accumulating and not running away, because gold and the other assets have made their moves, and because of the suppression and artificially low prices, gold and silver have big ones to come.
Underscore your idea of a solid move ahead for precious metals. I mean, we can just take, you know, Bitcoin as a case in point. Everyone thought, oh, when it hit 1,000, you know, that was it, and it approached the price of gold. Well, this has to be a bubble. And, of course, we're up, I don't know how many fold this year, and it looks as though we could run to 7,000 to 10,000 at least before a big consolidation. Is it the SegWit2 that everyone's looking forward to? Possibly, because it amounts to about an 18% dividend in the next 2 weeks for Bitcoin holders. If you look at a chart, I mean, it's just vertical. We've got something, a day of reckoning like that for gold and silver. When a market just gets out of control and people cannot figure out how to get involved with a tiny market, especially like silver, I think it amounts to putting the water of the Hoover Dam through a straw. Something's going to burst.
Yeah, well, you've heard me mention this before too, Chris. I think for silver, if it takes out 21, it will actually trade like a Bitcoin. I mean, not quite to that extent, but I think pretty close in terms of the amount of percentage it can go up. So I think that's why they're on top of it, why the open interest is so high in silver, which is ridiculous. They're just trying to keep it under control, and they've been winning so far. But when they lose control, you'll have another Bitcoin scenario.
You know, following that 1980s corner by the Hunt brothers, it's such an obvious valuation. Forget the technicals, forget the amazing qualities of the precious metals and all the different means of investing in them. It seems like a cloud that's containing them here. What do you think breaks their hold, their shackles?
This will be when the physical market is strong enough to overpower their ability to use the derivatives, the futures markets, and other means to keep the price down, where they run out of physical supply to keep dumping on the market. Eventually, that's going to happen, and then they won't be able to stop the moves that are coming.
What are the signs that we'd be watching for? Would you expect to see, you know, lock limit up days?
In terms of how things are trading on the COMEX, and instead of the same old sell the rally patterns and sucking in the longs and then flushing them out, and then they liquidate, and the gold cartel shorts cover, and then we go through the same ring around the rosy routine. That's got to change, and that's one thing, you know, people like yourself and myself look for every day is a change in the patterns.
You know, as Bitcoin just goes bananas, you know, it was recently, I don't know, as low as $200. I wonder if people have really thought about the implications to the U.S. dollar, to the reserve currency, because it looks to me like we have a new contender for a global reserve currency that is outside the domain of the draconian practices and legislation and all the rest of these archaic rules that forbid about 6 out of the 7 billion people in this world from owning a checking account, from being involved in the advanced financial regime that we have in the Western world. And suddenly anyone who can open up a wallet on a friend's laptop or in a local library computer has access to a checking account, banking account, and essentially a brokerage account, might I add, for no money down, no deposit, no maintenance fees, absolutely no upfront costs. You walk in barefoot into a local library, and in a few minutes, you have a wallet. This is really a revolution, and I'd like to tie it all back together with the precious metals. As Bitcoin establishes itself, let's just say a parallel reserve global currency, it would seem to me is that that really reveals the cracks in the foundation of our currency system. As ironic as this may sound, Bitcoin may be the precious metals aficionado's best friend. Because I believe that Bitcoin and related currencies like Litecoin, Monero, are essentially going to, you might think of them as the highway repairman crew that is paving an interstate highway for precious metals hire.
Yeah, because it's good news, bad news. The bad news is short term. It's frustrating the heck out of people in our sector who watch these things go, and we just sit there like Dickie the Dunce, and our prices get suppressed. But you're absolutely correct. It is a highway or a roadmap for what's coming in the gold silver prices once the gold cartel, you know, loses control. And I think that is going to occur, and it will come probably out of nowhere when we least expect it. Some event's going to happen, which we haven't happened in a long time, to upset the apple cart in the financial system, and off we go. And then people will know what the cryptos have done and figure that gold and silver are going to do the same thing.
When this thing really starts to take off, instead of being, I think, a gradual, you know, 727, you know, Boeing 727 liftoff. I mean, you really could see a Sputnik-like or, I don't know, Apollo-like launch. Maybe even more like one of those cruise missiles from a submarine, you know, with the thermonuclear warheads. Again, there's just no market for the global, the amount of money, the Bitcoin, the dollars, the yuan, the yen, the euros. When you're seeing the futures at $1,500, but when you go to eBay and you try to buy a silver bullion bar and they're quoting you $2,700, and you start to say, wait a minute, do I trust these markets? Or is the real market physical? We have something similar occurring in the U.S. equities markets. There is a Bitcoin ETF, which I recommended since under 100, recently reached 1,000 for my listeners. So it was a tenfold move in about 12 months. And it has done nothing but sit there around 600 or 700 as Bitcoins flew higher by 50% from 4,000 to 6,000. Now, if I were one of these ETF holders, I don't know about you, but I'd be pounding the keys of my phone trying to get in touch with the folks running this ETF. Why has our ETF been sitting motionless as Bitcoin shot higher 50%? We've got something like that coming down the pike here to GLD, SLV, and the StreetTrax ETF. Worthless promise. As we wrap up here today, tell us more about Gata and La Metropole Cafe.
People can check out Gata at www.gata.org. My colleague Chris Powell does a great job, and we had much fun in New Orleans together. It was great seeing him. La Metropole Cafe, we've been going for a long time now, nearly those two decades. If people can sign up for a free 2-week trial and see if it is of interest.
Well, we certainly recommend that they do. Bill Murphy.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
With stocks hitting new highs, the next sector to fly could be the precious metals. GoldSeek's top industry analyst just uncovered another solid gold opportunity, Silvercorp Metals. Silvercorp's key property is located in China, the largest gold producer in the world. Silvercorp's net income is soaring, up 589%. Production eclipsed guidance by 27.5%. totaling 6.5 million ounces. Mining operations are literally printing silver at only $3.82 per ounce. AISC net byproducts credits for the fiscal year 2017. Sales increased 51% year over year, and cash flow from operations more than doubled to $80 million. Silvercorp continues to set the industry standard with reduced costs, equity appreciation, a solid dividend, and improved free cash flow. Silvercorp is uniquely positioned to capitalize on rising silver, lead, and zinc prices. To learn more about the exceptional opportunity in Silvercorp Inc., direct your web browser to silvercorpmetals.com, ticker symbol SVM in the U.S. and Canada. Remember to treat your portfolio with a core position in Silvercorp Metals.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.